Please stand in body or in spirit. Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
Welcome to our joint CCLP worship service today. And as you may have figured out when you walked in and saw all of the space stuff, this is not going to be any ordinary worship service. This is going to be a stellar worship service where our VBS kids from this week help serve us as ministers and teach you what they learned about shining Jesus's light this week. And in doing so, shine Jesus' light onto you and out beyond this space into the world.
So we're going to mix some Bible stories and Bible verses and songs that the kids, that all of us learned this past week, along with some more traditional elements of Lutheran worship. And just so that you feel a little bit more at home, we're going to start with a gathering hymn that I think you might recognize, Christ Be Our Light, which is in the ELW number 715. Or if you can sing along with the words that are going to be projected on the wall.
Thank you.
Congregation may be seated. We started out our VBS week by learning that this world can be a very dark place. Not just it's dark in here and I can't see, but as we just heard in our gathering hymn, we long for peace, but the world is troubled. Many long for food because they are hungry. Many long for shelter because they are homeless. Many long for water because they thirst. Many long for warmth because they are cold. Is there anyone who can shine a light and overcome this darkness? We now have our first reading.
It is so wonderful to see a full house. Our first reading today is from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. See, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the gospel of our Lord.
I don't know about you all, but I'm ready for a candlelight service now. We long for peace, but the world is troubled. There is a war raging, obviously, between Ukraine and Russia. There's now instability in Israel, and that threatens whatever tentative peace there ever is in that region. There was a coup somewhere in Africa towards the end of the week. None of this surprises us, I don't think. And as we heard, many long for food because they're hungry. Inflation is driving food prices higher and higher. And even though inflation has cooled a little bit, food prices continue to go up and up and up because Russia and Ukraine, they had this little tentative deal in place for grain to leave Ukraine, but that ended here a few weeks ago. So Ukraine's once bountiful harvest no longer leave the Black Sea. Many long for shelter because they're homeless. Many long for water because they thirst, especially in America's Southwest, where there just isn't enough water to go around. And I'll change this around a little bit. Many long for it to be, they don't need a blanket right now, we'll say. Many long for it to be cooler because it is so dangerously hot right now in parts of this earth. So when we look around at this world, it can start to feel really, really dark. And I told you that our children here today would be ministers for us. I bet they have an answer for us. Kids, are you ready to tell them what we do out in the world when life starts to feel dark? Are you ready? Because all these people sitting back there, out there, most of them probably don't know. And I see lots of back row Lutherans today. And a few more front row Lutherans than normal. I want everyone crowded in the back to hear you. So are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
When life feels dark. I don't think they heard you. When life feels dark. Do you think they get the idea?
Yeah.
All right. So do you think it's time for them to say it with us? All right. So, when life feels dark. Oh, come on. When life feels dark. Thank you so much. Each day this week, we met a different Bible buddy that helped us remember the message from the day and a short Bible verse. Lydia, can you share our first day Bible verse? Go stand up there somewhere. Didn't really work out the motions to this. So you come up here. They may be able to see the top of your head.
Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
Thank you for sharing that verse with us. And that verse reminds us that when life feels dark, it's going to be a theme. So Adam, let's sing verse 5 in the chorus of Christ Be Our Light again. And as we sing, pay attention to hear and listen to how we can shine Jesus' light in the darkness.
A recap of day 2, right? You know, maybe
none of us here probably have had any problems or disagreements or fighting with others? Well, okay, yeah. Really, throughout our whole lives, you know, we encounter disagreements and arguments. You know, preschoolers squabble over toys, you know, that they want to play with. In elementary school, it's a lot of times about what game to play or who sits where. Whether that's a goal or a foul. Middle schoolers divide into cliques, and high schoolers, who knows? And even as adults, when we try to manage our disagreements, you know, it doesn't always work out, does it? But between parents or guardians, or maybe between your adult siblings, yes, even in our churches. When we look around at this world, we find disappointments happening everywhere. So what are we to do? Let's listen to our second reading.
Our second reading today is from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. Now, I'd like to give the VBS kids their first time to shine. So VBS kids, if you could come over here, please, and help me tell the next part of the story. And I bet there's a lot of people in the congregation that are going to help us, because I bet a lot of people know this song too. So if you'd all join in if you know it, we'd appreciate it. All right, we got them all ready. Oh, we had a great week, by the way. What a great group of kids. All right, are we ready? Zacchaeus was a wee little man, a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and he said, Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today. For I'm going to your house today. Thank you. You can go sit down while I finish the story. I think they're a little shell-shocked this morning. We got the nerves out for the next time. So he hurried down and was happy to welcome Jesus. All who saw it began to grumble and said, he has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner. Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much. Then Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Jesus came not just for the chief priests, the most religious and the most holy of us. Jesus also came for the chief tax collectors. And the chief sinners. The story of Zacchaeus reminds us that all is never lost. There is always hope for redemption for us, the chief sinners. Jesus seeks us out in unexpected places, like maybe up in a tree. Jesus calls us by our names, just like he did with Zacchaeus. And when Jesus seeks and finds and calls us by name, how then can we not repent as Zacchaeus did? How could we not confess our sins against God and against one another like Zacchaeus did? And repentance and confession, these are steps we must take on the path towards reconciliation and forgiveness. And this is why, on most Sundays at least, today included, we confess our sins. We confess our sins. And though we know that, as we say most Sundays, we are dead in sin, we are made alive together with Christ. And we hear that by God's grace, we, the chief of sinners, are saved. We are forgiven. And since we met a chief tax collector in Zacchaeus today, and we recognize that we are, like him, chief of sinners, and we're already doing things just a little bit differently today, let's do our confession and forgiveness today just a little bit differently, too, by singing together a hymn that I'm guessing most of you know, Chief of Sinners Though I Be. So we are going to sing hymn verses 1, 4, and 5, so you can use the hymnal or follow along with the projection on the wall. And as you do this, I invite you to reflect on maybe some of your chief sins, and then listen for how we are forgiven through Jesus Christ. But in Jesus, there is hope. Hope for forgiveness and for reconciliation, for grace and for mercy. And kids, we need your help again. That is all a very good thing, because people aren't always going to get along, are they? I know Rich said we could maybe skip this one, but I'm thinking maybe we need to learn what to do when people don't get along. Because we will fight and we will argue, but we know that when people don't get along, and now everyone, when people don't get along, thank you so much. So our day 2 Bible buddy, head on up, Ben. Ringo helps us remember this important message, and he reminds us of what Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verse 16.
Live in harmony with each other.
Live in harmony with each other. Well, sounds pretty simple to me. Thank you for sharing this important message with us, Ben. And now all the VBS kids will share a message of hope. They will remind us that even when we fight with our friends and our families and our neighbors and darkness creeps in, there is always hope when we allow Jesus to light our way. So Jeff, who has been very patiently manning that booth all week and loves these songs, will play He is the Light, and our kids will come up here and sing for us all, and it's going to be awesome. Stellar. It's going to be stellar. We all have different spiritual gifts, and dancing is not mine. On our third day of VBS, we learned that while, yes, Jesus is there in darkness, and Jesus is there for us when people don't get along, Jesus is also there in good times. Good times. In fact, throughout the week, we have been looking for some God sightings. So God sightings are when we see and celebrate God working good in our lives. And then we celebrate and allow those God sightings to shine Jesus' light. So up here on these backdrops, we have different stars with different God sightings from this week. So let's see. A God sighting, for instance, was all the helpers that we had this week, our grandparents, apparently not parents, cool, animals. This was my God sighting, relearning a song when Jerusha taught that Zacchaeus song. I remember that from when I was a little kid and standing up here grabbing microphones. maybe I'm in this one. Family and smiles and laughing and friends and cuddles. So we had all kinds of God sightings this week. So, like I said, these are small celebrations of God's goodness. But this week we also learned about a big celebration that was held for Jesus. And let's hear about that with our third reading.
Our third reading today is from the Gospel of Luke, the 19th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethpage and Bethany at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, the owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They said, "The Lord needs it." Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
When Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem on that very first Palm Sunday, the people welcomed Jesus with a huge parade. For you see, they had been under the Roman rule for many years, and even before that, they had been under foreign kings under their rule. And they remembered that the prophet Zechariah had promised or had foretold of a time when a new king would come. A king who would come to judge with righteousness and one who would be victorious. And so when Jesus came into the city of Jerusalem, they saw him as that promised new king. And what did they do? They celebrated with cheering and shouting and dancing and clapping. You know, don't we all love to celebrate when something joyful happens? You know, maybe the big and glorious occasions. But we should never forget to celebrate life's smaller blessings either. Like food and clean water. Our homes and property. Good weather, good government, peace, health, good friends and neighbors. For you see, every day is filled with lots of good things, and each of these is a gift to us from God. So we need to cultivate. We need to look at each day and look for God and at the ways he's at work in our lives, and cultivate those grateful hearts, and to shine a spotlight on Jesus when things go well. And that will give us even more reason to celebrate. So whether there are big God sightings like a parade for Jesus or a great week of VBS, or small God sightings like a hug from a friend, we need to call out and celebrate God's goodness. So kids, need your help again? Okay, are you ready? When good things happen,
shine Jesus' name!
Wonderful. Now everyone, when good things happen,
shine Jesus' light!
Thank you so much for that. Our Bible buddy for day three, Luna, helps us remember this important message. And she reminds us that all of creation, human beings and even rocks, cry out in praise to the Lord when she tells us from Psalm 100, verse 1.
Oh. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Right, thank you for sharing that message. And now all the VBS kids will shout out their praises in joyful thanksgiving by singing another song that they learned this week, House of the Lord. Okay.
Oh, 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 oh. God who is, we worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors, he parted the raging sea. My God, he holds the victory.
But sometimes, like we learned this week, those good times and praises can turn into dark and sad times very quickly. Shortly after Jesus was celebrated, we know coming into Jerusalem, the crowds turned on him and he was crucified. Sorrow, unfortunately, is a bigger part of our broken world than we'd like to admit. And when others are sad, many of us feel powerless to help. Especially children. But this week we learned that even when Jesus himself was suffering on the cross, he comforted others. And that means that he can comfort us in our own sadness, and we can then comfort our friends and our family members in their sadness too. And we will now have our fourth reading.
Our fourth reading today is from the Gospel of John, the 19th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, with Jesus between them. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, Woman, here is your son. Then he said to the disciple, Here is your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scripture, I am thirsty. A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, It is finished. Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
It was such a sad and sorrowful day for Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus, and all of the friends who had gathered there around the cross on that fateful day. You see, the Romans used crucifixion as a way of telling people that they had the power and the authority. And it was a horrible way to die. But we see that even as Jesus succumbed to death on the cross, he spoke words of comfort and hope and assurance and kindness from the cross. He forgave those who were putting him to death. He welcomed a thief into paradise. He gave his mother over to the care of the beloved disciple, John. Jesus' words from the cross offer a glimmer of light and hope on an otherwise dismal and dark day. We all know, don't we, what it's like to experience heart-wrenching sadness. Maybe it's the death of our parents, the death of a spouse, and a loved one moving away. Even the death of a pet can be traumatizing. Sorrow is part of our broken and hurting world. And when others feel sad, we may be at a loss for words and we feel powerless to help them. But we can bring comfort to broken hearts by shining the light of Jesus. For Jesus is the one who can bring peace and comfort. And that is what helps and heals our broken lives. And so we know there will be difficult and sad times in our lives. And there's going to be times when our hearts hurt. But we all know, and the kids, again, I need your help here. Okay? When people are sad, shine Jesus' light in everyone. When people are sad, shine Jesus' light. Thank you so much. And on day four of our Bible buddy, Soul, helps us remember this important message. And he reminds us that as Paul was in says in Romans chapter 12, verse 16.
Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you. Now let's listen to a song that reminds us that we will experience pain and sadness, but we don't need to run away from those feelings. Instead, we remember that Jesus sits with us in those times of pain and suffering.
You're feeling down. We've all had those days. We've all felt that way sometime before. Yeah, you're sad. Well, you know that's alright. You know we've all cried for something more. Everyone has felt this way before. Feel what you feel, cause the God of creation's the author of peace with no limitations. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't try to run from your heart, it's the feelings. The God of the stars is the source of our healing. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled.
Then we come to day five of our VBS experience. And besides the adult volunteers being a little worn out from all of the energy of these young people, we also learned about another very important thing. And that is, when you need help, do you always ask? Sometimes we might. Others might be too embarrassed or proud. But if we look around, I can almost guarantee that every single day you're going to come across someone who needs help. Sometimes it's quite obvious. You know, you've got this homeless person standing by the side of the road asking for some food or help. At other times, someone is riding in a chariot, reading the prophet Isaiah, trying to understand exactly what it is that they're reading. In that case, it's not so obvious, but perhaps the Holy Spirit or an angel of the Lord intervenes and directs us to provide help. In either case, whether we're helping someone who is homeless or we're teaching someone about scripture that points to Jesus, we are witnessing to Jesus Christ. And so let's hear about this story of the Ethiopian eunuch as we listen to the scripture reading for day five.
Our fifth reading today is from the book of Acts, the 8th chapter. Then an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and go down toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a wilderness road." So he got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go over to this chariot and join it. So Philip ran up to it and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and he asked, "Do you understand what you're reading?" He replied, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Now this passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and like a silent lamb before its shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "About whom, may I ask you, does this prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip began to speak, and starting with this scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "Look, here's water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So oftentimes we look at kids like these like they're just adults in training. And until they're adults, they're the ones that need help from us, right? The adults who obviously have it all figured out. But I learned a few things this week, both from them and because of them. First, I learned that I would survive no more than 3 days as an elementary school teacher. Second, I learned that if I say Jesus is bussin', is that you? Are you the one that likes the word bussin'? If I say Jesus is bussin', that works with an elementary school age kid. But if I say that to someone who's a little older, I will be told that that is so 2022. For a sixth grader, I have to say that Jesus slays. That's right. Jesus slays. So I learned that this week. I bet you did not know that. I also learned that when little kids giggle, even if you would prefer them being listened to your stellar Bible adventure, it is infectious. It is infectious. And it shines Jesus' light onto us. And these kids help shine Jesus' light all week. And they have shined Jesus' light onto us today, I would say. Like Philip was a witness for Jesus to the Ethiopian, these children have witnessed to us all week and today. So these kids knew that you needed help learning about different ways that we can witness to Jesus, and they know that you needed help, and they shined Jesus' light on you, but they also know that, are you ready, kids? When people know help, need help, and they also know that there are people everywhere in this world that need help, people that need help securing water and food and housing, people that need help recovering from natural disasters, or people whose lives have been upended by war. And that's why all week we have been collecting money for Lutheran World Relief. Because when people need help, and we are called to shine Jesus' light on friends and family, our neighbors, and even complete strangers that we may not ever even see again, because everyone now, when people need help, so our final Bible buddy for this week, Haley, helps us remember this important message, and she reminds us of what was written in the Gospel of Matthew, the 5th chapter, the 16th verse.
Oh, wait. Let your good deeds shine so that everyone will praise you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that important message with us. And now while we sing our final VBS song, this is the one that the kids asked to sing over and over again, so I better see all of your dancing. I better see the dancing on this one. We will collect a loose offering. So we're going to collect a loose offering to be added to our collection to Lutheran World Relief from this week. And they always ask for number 8.
The world is searching for an answer.
Confess what we believe using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Confident that God receives our joys and concerns, let us offer our prayers for the church, those in need, and all of creation.
Almighty God, we pray for the church and all servants of the gospel. Equip rostered and lay ministers to shine Jesus' light in a dark world. Form confirmands and catechumens into disciples that faithfully witness the light of Jesus Christ. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Gracious God, we pray for the well-being of creation. Safeguard the environment, including local reservoirs, lakes, and rivers. Provide fair weather to assist those working to contain forest fires in places like Canada and Greece. Suppress dangerous and suffocating heat. Send advocates for sustainable practices and open our ears to their voices. Hear us, O God.
Great. Compassionate God, we pray for the nations. Instill in all who govern the ability to discern between good and evil. Free those who are oppressed and protect those facing danger. Promote peace across the world and in our towns and neighborhoods. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Merciful God, we pray for all in any need, especially those receiving support from Lutheran World Relief. Protect those fleeing from war, shelter any who are in poverty, clothe the naked, soothe all who grieve, and heal the sick, especially those that we name either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Holy God, we pray for all the churches of this partnership and all its members, both those gathered today and those absent from our assembly. We pray especially for wisdom and guidance in the coming weeks and months, that we may be open to the movement of the Holy Spirit in and through our congregations as we discern how we can best witness to the light of Jesus Christ here in Galleon, Crawford County, and beyond. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Eternal God, we give you thanks for knitting us together as a communion of saints. We give you thanks for the children that shined Jesus' light upon us today, those who experienced their witness this week, the adults who shared their gifts this week, and all the saints that now rest from their labors, to whose witness we are all indebted. Inspire us by their witness to treasure the gospel and continually nourish us with your grace. Hear us, O God. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Please now share a sign of God's peace with one another.
Peace.
As we now join in celebrating our Lord's Supper, I invite you to stand as you are able. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Congregation may be seated.
As we commune and usher, will release you to come forward. And as you do so, the plastic empty cups are there on the table. Please come forward and gather around the communion rail where the bread and the wine will be distributed. The bread will be handed to you and the wine will be poured into your cup. On your way back to the seat, there is a basket on either side at the front of the first pew. And if it is just difficult for you to come up and you would prefer to stay in your seat, we will come back to commune you. So, and with that, please come forward and all are welcome at this table. Even if you just want a blessing, please come forward and join us.
Both of these are used. Gotcha.
Thank you.
Congregation, please stand as you are able. And now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Amen.
We thank you, generous God, for the refreshment we have received at your banquet table. Send us now to shine forth the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated for a few announcements. Promise we will go quickly. There is an announcement for the task force, an update in your bulletin. Please take a look at that and ask in your respective congregations your task force representatives if you have questions. There is an offering plate by the baptismal fonts. Any offering envelopes put in there will go back to the designated congregation, and any loose offerings in that plate will be added to Lutheran World Relief. A huge thank you to anyone who volunteered this week for the Stellar Bible School. And without you, obviously, we would not have been able to shine Jesus' light onto these children, and these children would not have been able to shine Jesus' light on us today. So thank you so much for all of your help. And finally, immediately following the service, please join us for food and fellowship and shine Jesus' light on one another. That is, walk down the hall and either hit the stairs to the right or wait for the elevator. So it's, yeah, downstairs in the fellowship hall, or we have a name for it, I can never remember. So So for our closing hymn, again, we're going to do things a little different. We're going to give the congregation, it's going to be like a sing-off. The congregation gets a chance to sing This Little Light of Mine. You get one verse. And then the kids, they get a chance to sing their version of This Little Light of Mine from this week. So, but before we do that, Pastor Rich has a blessing for us.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you in favor and give you peace. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen. Amen. So just one verse, Adam. They got one verse to shine their light.
Go in peace. Shine Jesus' light.